From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has spoken for the second day in a row about what steps he believes should be taken to help prevent violence and mass shootings like the one that took place in the state of Florida last week at a high school. He continues to advocate for arming teachers, saying schools cannot hire enough security. Asked by VOA News to respond to teachers who say they do not want guns in the classroom, Mr. Trump replied these would be people that actually would want them. Speaking in Florida, the head of the National Rifle Association, Wayne LaPierre, also took a similar tone as the president.
Every day, young children are being dropped off at schools that are virtually wide open, soft targets for anyone bent on mass murder. It should not be easier for a madman to shoot up a school than a bank.
In the wake of last week's school shooting, some victims and gun rights activists have called for a ban on semi-automatic rifles such as the AR-15, which was used in the Florida shooting. The Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah told reporters that the Trump administration is seeking solutions that do not ban a class of firearms for all individuals, but ban all weapons for certain individuals who are identified as threats to public safety. Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential elections, has filed additional criminal charges against President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and campaign aide Richard Gates. The 32-count indictment adds allegations of tax evasion and bank fraud to previous charges of money laundering and failure to register as foreign agents tied to work they did for pro-Russian politicians in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Russia has objected to a draft UN resolution intended to implement a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria and lift the siege on the town of Eastern Ghouta. At a Security Council meeting that Moscow requested, its ambassador dismissed as not possible the proposed ceasefire and accompanying aid deliveries along with large-scale medical evacuations. In Geneva, the UN envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, told the Reuters news agency that he hopes the Security Council will approve the proposed ceasefire, saying there is no alternative to halting the fighting and allowing humanitarian access.
Bottom line, if we have learned something from Aleppo, time to actually avoid all this and going on in this type of form of tit for tat, in an increasing incremental militarization of the conflict in Eastern Ghouta, where civilians are suffering.
The U.S. envoy said that while Russia has asked for the meeting to find a way out of the situation, it appeared intent on blocking any meaningful effort to do so. Anger and concern grows among a group of parents in northern Nigeria who say as many as 100 of their daughters are still missing after an attack by the Boko Haram militants. Government officials in Yobe say that some 50 girls remain unaccounted for in the Monday evening attack on Dapchi village. There have been conflicting reports over the number of girls accounted for and how many remain missing. Regional police and the education ministry initially denied that the students were abducted. Instead, they were said to be hiding in the bush after fleeing the attack. The United Nations Atomic Agency has concluded that Iran is continuing to restrict its nuclear program in compliance with the 2015 international accord aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear weapons development. A quarterly International Atomic Energy Agency report Thursday said Iran is honoring key aspects of the deal that the United States, China, Russia, France, Germany, Britain, and the European Union reached with Iran in exchange for the lifting of sanctions that hobbled the Islamic Republic's economy. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized what he says are disastrous flaws in that agreement. The U.S. Department of Justice wants to strip naturalized citizenship from five men who allegedly lied about sexually abusing children during their interviews and in paperwork. Two of the defendants are from Mexico, the other three are from Colombia, Ghana, and the Philippines. All five men pleaded guilty to charges of sexually abusing children either before or during their naturalization processes, but then withheld that information from immigration officers. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.